anybody a fool?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of people that call people fools. Of course, they shouldn't, but they do. Uh-huh. So he's a regular fool.
Uh-huh. What would they call a person who had plenty of money but never would spend any of it?
Tightwad. You even call a tightwad.
That's good. Now, would you use the word common in talking about a person?
Use the word what? Common.
Common, yeah. You'd say that person is just real common. What would that mean?
Well, a common man, person is common, he'd just be a reasonable, everyday man. He wouldn't be one of these stuck-up kind of guys. He wouldn't be one of these little slouchy kind of guys. He'd just be a common man. He'd be more more natural.
Just kind of natural. Uh-huh.
Nature, he wouldn't. He'd be normal, more or less. He'd be. He wouldn't be what you'd call stuck up, and he wouldn't be what you'd call...
So, if you say that about a person, it would be a good thing to say about him, would you say?
Well, if you, I'd think if a fella would talk about me and say that he's a good-natured or a normal man, he'd feel like he couldn't find any faults of him.
If they said he was common.
Yeah, but if he said, he's sort of sissy or stuck up, well, I feel like that... Some people would like it, but I wouldn't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Some people would like to be thought of as stuck up.
Well, if you were talking about an older person, like somebody up, say, 90 years old or something, who could still get around real good, you'd say that person's really...
Well, he really...
they call him spry, or...
He's really spry in his old age or something like that. He's really spry. He really get around good. Well, he'd really be spry if he could get around.
He could get around good at that age. Well, now, what about if you're talking about a little child that just couldn't sit still, you'd say that...
He's a wiggler, I guess. He has a jimmies or something.
Would they ever say he's feisty or fidgety?
Yeah, lots of kids are feisty. Mostly little girls. They claim little girls are feisty more so than they do boys. But boys are feisty too. You know? Some of them are. I got a grandson that's sort of feisty. He just won't sit still. But mostly they lay it on the little girl. They say she's a feisty little scamp. And some of them are.
And some of them are. If you were... Maybe your son had been out later than you thought he should be. Now, if you were thinking about it, you wouldn't feel easy. You'd feel...
Well, I'd feel nervous about uneasy. Uh-huh. I'd feel uneasy about him if he didn't get in at the right time, or or even anybody that you were expecting at a certain time, you'd sort of feel uneasy if you didn't make it.
Now, if a person was talking about somebody that acted real strange or real odd or real peculiar, what would they usually say? They'd say, well, she seems to be kind of...
She'd act more like she'd be...
Do they ever say somebody acts kind of queer?
Yeah, and they'll say, I'll hear people say, he ain't all there. He looks like something, he ain't all under his hat or something. He means that he's not, his mind is not percolating good enough. He's not, he just ain't all there now. And I've seen a lot of boys and a few girls too, that I know almost they're not all there.
Uh-huh.
And they're not, well, they just don't percolate right. They just ain't there.
Well, now, how would they use it if they were saying that they acted kind of queer? How would they say that?
Well, sometimes they'll say that they act crazy, all right. That's not a good word for anyone called in by this. Say they do crazy things or act crazy or something. You going to divide up the pills with us?
We need some too. But, would they use the word if they were talking about men or women, would they say they act kind of queer?
Well, it wouldn't like to say all women act queer or anything, but they'd probably say that some does or some that don't. But everybody doesn't act like Luhan.
Yeah, that's right.